This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon. We're at the top of the hour. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You still have plenty of time to come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show. Tracy's mom's here watching the show today.
Hi, Mom.
And she's taking pictures as we speak of us. Yes. And we just spoke with the coupon lady. Got a lot of nice tips and tricks and stuff to do. So that was interesting.
I need her help.
It's fun. It is fun. I did one of her classes.
Yeah.
But I kind of like you when you were saying you buy because it's a coupon, and that doesn't make any sense.
I don't
you
know? Do that.
But anyway, and a little later on, we're going to be joined with Gucci Pereira of a brand, and we're going to talk about a brand new restaurant that her and her dad are opening up. So stay tuned, and you'll hear some more about that a little later on. And right now, I want to welcome on Deborah and Terry O'Kelly of Golden Girl Granola, America's tastiest new granola in the world.
Yeah.
I just added that on.
So, there you go. So that's your new logo, new slogan.
Exactly. There you go.
Dot, 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 in the world.
In the world.
Welcome. How are you?
Nice to be
Thanks
here.
For driving up. So you came up from
Shirley.
You're from Beverly, but the kitchen, you have a gourmet kitchen, or what's it called?
A commercial kitchen.
Thank you. And that's in
Shirley, Mass.
Shirley. So you had a little bit of a drive. Well, thanks for driving up to see us. And you brought samples. I always love it when guests bring samples. Call me crazy, but I like
Remember
my food.
One day how much food we had in here?
Yes.
Usually we'll plan it that the food doesn't come all at once. And I even think I ate lunch that day. So that was really bad.
I have to say, I really liked it when we were brought a beer sample in.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a nice that day. You missed that one.
Wasn't it like double the alcohol too or something?
Yeah, we just had little samples, but it was good. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in the very beginning.
Well, we started about 8 years ago. We just wanted to do something at the farmer's market, something in the community. And our daughters started making donuts that very first time.
Yum.
And then they realized.
They were yum at 8 o'clock
were
in the morning.
One had just graduated from high school. So
okay.
The other one was in college. So 18 and 20. And they realized that the donuts went bad after a couple of hours. They just didn't taste
not
quite
as,
the same.
Yeah, not as fresh.
The older daughter, who was in Oberlin at the time, decided that something should have a longer shelf life. So she said she was going to make granola. I said, okay, go for it.
Nice.
And I expected that she would have one kind. Well, she came out with 6 different recipes that first time we went to the farmer's market.
Wow, that's great. Now, has it been in your family to always cook and go to the farmer's market?
We always loved to cook. We'd never done anything like farmer's market before. But that was an easy way for us to get into it and to try out our granola.
And it was also nice, I imagine, to be able to do all of this as a family, because Terry, I read that you would go out and help set up the tent and help, sell and everything. So the girls are involved and you both
are
involved.
Yeah, I did all the hard labor. Nothing that took any brain work.
So there's no mastermind there behind the recipes. That's all the girls, not you.
I can't say anything in front of my wife. I had worked in marketing before, and the two things that struck me was that it was a brand that people liked and recognized, and the product was really delicious.
It is very delicious.
Customers told us that.
Tell me what kind this one is, Deborah.
Oh, this is the chocolate decadence.
I'm telling you, it is.
You started with the right one for me, chocolate.
I'm not a huge granola lover. But this, I love. This is really, really good.
We never
very,
ate
very
granola
tasty.
Until Jackie
Did
made it.
Did you really?
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm not
it's very light.
You can put it on so many things. I mean, you can put it on yogurt, you can put it on ice cream, you can put it on a lot of stuff.
Okay, so I'm actually going to digress since you said that to a question I had later.
What's with you digressing
today? Well,
I'm
not digressing. It's about this, but I'm going to jump ahead. There we go. So a different word. And jumping ahead because I did want to ask. So I was going through your website, and besides the fact that you have a newsletter that people can sign up for, you actually have a recipes page, and I'm scrolling through the recipes, and you see typical things like ice cream and desserts and maybe breakfast stuff that you might put it on. But what really jumped out at me was a grilled shrimp salad.
Yes.
I never would have thought to put granola on anything exactly. that wasn't already sweet. So
right.
I didn't get a chance to look at it. Tell me about that
we
recipe.
We sort of use it as a breading for a lot of things, and it mm-hmm. just adds a little bit of crunchiness, you know, just the way a breading would, but you're getting more, you know, you're getting a whole grain with mm-hmm. a granola.
And as well as the flavors of the nuts. So you get the almonds.
And the honey.
And the honey and the coconut flakes, too.
So it's kind of like just adding, like, if you add, like, nuts to a salad. Sometimes people will do, like, candy nuts.
A salad.
It's a little bit sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we put it in salads, too.
That's a great idea.
Is it just sprinkled throughout? Or you
exactly.
said, okay.
Sprinkle it through.
That's a neat idea,
isn't
that right?
Neat? I never would have thought about that.
There's a curry chicken recipe, too, which is superb. Where you mix the granola in with some spices and then put it on, just like a breading on the chicken and cook it. Mm. It's wonderful.
Yeah. That would be really, really good. So it started off as a sort of a family business doing things at the farmers markets and stuff. Now you're
oh, now we're in stores.
Beyond that.
Exactly.
So how did that when did you decide that you know, you were gonna go from that step, you know, to
right. Well, we did first the farmers market where we live in Carlisle, and then from there the next year we did a couple more farmers markets. Pretty soon we had about seven farmers markets. It was really catching on. And so we decided at that point, gee, we should try to sell in stores. And to do that, we needed a commercial kitchen. So we first shared a commercial kitchen with someone in Chelmsford. And then, you know, we applied for getting into Whole Foods. That was one of our first accounts.
And wow, that's a big first step.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So you'll be in the new one in Bedford probably here in New Hampshire? They're opening up in a couple months.
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds good. Yes, we may be.
So
in
tell me about it. Tell me about that feeling when you get the word that, yes, you can go in Whole Foods.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's that first order. I remember delivering that, you know, now. And that was so exciting, seeing it up on the shelf. And actually, one of my good friends came by and she bought the first couple of bags.
I love it. Did you thrilling. Get pictures of her doing that?
Yeah.
That's really exciting. So tell us a little bit about each of the flavors, because you have seven, right?
Yes, we have seven flavors divided into two categories. Four of them are sweetened with a pure maple syrup, and then three of them are sweetened with honey,
okay.
with a wildflower honey. The ones with maple syrup, there's one that doesn't have any coconut, and that's our forest maple. That's very popular.
Now, this chocolate, does this have coconut?
It does.
Yes.
It has very mild coconut flakes. A lot of people don't like coconut.
I don't even try it.
Coconut. Me neither. I hate coconut.
My mom's raising her hand, too. And hers is gone.
Exactly. It's a fresh
They're toasted
coconut.
Flakes, so it's a very mild flavor.
Yes. Very mild. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because when you said coconut, I'm like, whoa.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yep.
It's very good. Okay, so what other?
And with the the chocolate decadence, the creative cranberry, and the bluesberry are all the same except for the chocolate, the blueberries, and the cranberries.
Okay.
And then we have the three honeys. We have home sweet honey that doesn't have any nuts, the original, which has sliced almonds,
mm-hmm.
and then the tropical, which is our gluten-free variety. And for that, we use gluten-free certified oats.
Okay.
And that's why it's gluten-free, and our kitchen is gluten-free. And that has cashews and mango.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That one sounds like my favorite. So you have four people in your family, right? The two girls and you two.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody have the same favorite or a different favorite?
My favorite is original.
During the day, it's chocolate, and if it's in the morning, then it's forest maple.
And the girls, do they have a favorite that you know?
No, I think chocolate for Jackie.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that was good. I really enjoyed that one. So now how long have you been actually in the stores?
In stores for 4.5 years.
Okay, so a while then.
Yeah.
Are you nationwide, just in the New England area?
In New England, mostly in Massachusetts and in eastern Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. We're in all the Hannaford stores in Massachusetts, and we're hoping to come up to New Hampshire with Hannaford. And we're in 19 Whole Foods. They're almost all in Massachusetts. There's one
okay.
in
Connecticut. And are you expanding?
One here. We're expanding.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're hoping to, yeah.
That's excellent. Now, I have to say it's going to be very easy. So right in front of us, we have the old packaging and we have the new packaging. And the new packaging is beautiful. It's black and with a bright hot pink, which I love, hot pink.
Matches my hair.
Yes, it does. Your little stripes. And it jumps out at you where the others, I was saying, just looks like regular, you know, granola that you see on the shelf. So with this new packaging, listeners, if you're out there looking for it, just look for the black bag with a beautiful hot pink circle on it. It's Golden Girl granola. I think you'll have no problem.
Yeah, each flavor will have a different color.
For example, it will.
The blueberry will be blue. Forest maple will remain green. But they almost look like targets. So when they're lined up on a shelf, you can pick them out.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks for sharing that. That's good to know, because I would have been looking for the hot pink after seeing this one. So the beautiful packaging. They did a great job.
What's really new for us, too, is we won't have to put labels on anymore. The old packaging has labels, a label in the front and one in the back, and this will be printed on.
So this will save some time, too. So is there anything... did you have your own businesses before you did this, or did you work in corporate America? What did you do before this?
I started out getting a degree in classical philology, Latin and Greek, and we met in a language lab. Mm. So we had that in common.
I studied French and German.
My son's studying French right now. He loves it. Yeah. Not studying. He has a class in seventh grade. So did you ever imagine that you would be... like in business for yourselves, making granola?
Not at this age either. Yeah.
No, but you enjoy it, right?
I love it. Yeah.
You always had the idea, though, of doing something like that.
Because
you made a toffee, and she wanted to sell the toffee for a long time.
When I was about 25, I did want to go into the food business, and I wanted to make my toffee. Yeah. But I didn't have the know-how, and somehow,
because there's a lot to know
the opportunity
when you're distributing food
exactly
to the grocery stores. It's not quite the same as doing the farmer's market.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So it's been a big learning curve.
More courage as I've gotten older.
That happens. That seems to happen to all of us. So what is your plan going forward with it? Obviously it might be too early for that.
Yeah. We're going to take a break.
Okay. And we'll come back and we'll talk.
You're listening to Food for Thought. Golden Girl Granola is here in house. We're talking granola. We're going to go on a short break, and we're going to find out what their future plans are with Golden Girl Granola. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carolyn Tracy at the Beacon Building. And we have in studio Golden Girl Granola. We have Deborah and Terry, who are the owners of the company. And Tracy, you had some questions for them.
I do. So, well, before I forget, so we have another sample here I want to try, but I wanted to say what I was saying earlier. It's very light. Terry, during the break, you said something about it's what's different from we hear you eating. I love that. She really is trying it on the air. what's different about it, I didn't know how to put it into words, but it's usually granola is very kind of gummy almost. This is crunchy, but light. It's not crunchy like hard and hurt your teeth. It's very light and crunchy. And what was another word you used for it?
Crunchy, wholesome, and delicious. Mm-hmm. And it's crunchy because we use a double baking process. We cook it in very thin pans, and it goes in for half an hour. Then comes out. It's all hand-stirred once again. It goes in for another half hour. That way, every grain gets exposed to the heat, and everything is nice and toasted, really well toasted.
I just tried the Truly Tropical.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good.
That's right up there with the chocolate one.
How many times a week do you go into the kitchen and cook?
Oh, we're in just about every day now.
Really?
Yeah, I remember when we were only in a couple of days a week, but now we're making it every day.
Good for you. Yeah. So that's excellent. And we were talking a little bit at the break. So listeners out there that want to try Golden Girl Granola and you want it in your grocery store, they can email you and request it, or even talk to their store, I think, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it that way as well.
Exactly.
So where do people find you, Deborah?
Email me at Deborah@GoldenGirlGranola.com.
Okay.
And it's Deborah.
Exactly.
Deborah. Or just go to GoldenGirlGranola.com.
Go to the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Email you
phone
from there.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
Excellent.
So what do you see in the future for Golden Girl Granola?
We're looking to expand into other, grocery chains. We're looking to come up to New Hampshire with the Hannaford store and Whole Foods.
Yep, the new one in Bedford.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're in the Nashua one already.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Fresh Market in Bedford too.
Fresh Market's in Bedford, but the Whole Foods is going up in Bedford, brand new, is huge. It's like one of their big ones.
Good.
It's like one of the biggest ones I think that they have.
Is it? I didn't realize
it's going to have a bar in there.
Like an alcohol bar?
An alcohol bar.
I don't know, like a tea bar or a coffee bar?
No, an alcohol bar, because like when the guys go with the women, the guys would sit at the bar and the women shop. I swear to God.
That is brilliant. But I'm going to swap it up.
I have something to do in the grocery store.
I'm swapping it up. My husband's going to shop and I'm going to sit at the bar.
Or vice versa.
Or maybe we'll just go both and sit at
the
bar.
There you go. Right? Imagine going, let's go out tonight. Let's go have drinks at Whole Foods. No, but it's going to have like a cafe, I guess, in there too to eat and such. So, yeah, and it's pretty big. The building's pretty large. So, I'll be anxious when that opens. And I think it's going to be in like a couple months. So, yeah, we would love to definitely see Golden Girl Granola up in here in Bedford.
Right. And when we're there, you'll see us doing demos too. We love to do demos in stores and we love to meet people. We hand out recipes. And
that's what I'm excited about on the website, which I mentioned earlier. If anybody's just tuning in now, is the different recipes and not just sweet things and breakfast things.
Exactly.
Things like the grilled shrimp salad that I mentioned earlier. And what are some other, and you mentioned
curry chicken.
What else?
A couple. In salads, like with the truly tropical is great in a salad.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
yeah,
so you use balsamic vinegar and olive oil as a dressing and sprinkle the truly tropical in there, and it's great.
I would never think the mango makes savory meals like that.
And don't laugh at me, because this is probably a very common thing, but I wouldn't think to eat it just as a whole, like as a bowl of cereal. Terry, you were saying that it's a lot more filling than, say, just cornflakes or something.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't think to just pour some in with some milk and eat it as a bowl of cereal.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
But just a little bit, because it is so filling.
Or you said sprinkle some in your oatmeal, which I love.
My mother used to get us to eat oatmeal by putting butter and brown sugar on top, which is not really that good.
Too.
Yeah. And then she kept cutting back a little bit, so that it would be healthier and healthier.
Yeah.
But this is just as easy. Just sprinkle some on. Yeah. You get the maple flavor or the honey flavor, and you get a little bit more crunch in with the cooked oatmeal. Mm-hmm. It's excellent.
I'm going to throw my mom under the bus. She used to put sugar on my spinach to get me to eat it, too. I love you, Mom. You did what you had to do. We all do.
Thank you so much for coming on Food for Thought and taking the drive up. Like Tracy and I always say, we always learn so much when we have our guests on and get to try different types of food. So I can't wait to see you up here, in stores over here in Bedford. And again, listeners, you can go to goldengirlgranola.com.
Can you order it from the website too?
Oh, yes.
You can. That's what I wanted to ask.
Beautiful.
We ship anywhere.
Excellent.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming
on.
Thank you
for having us.
And you are listening to Food for Thought. And when we come back, we'll be joined with Gucci, and we're going to talk about a brand new restaurant that is opening up today here in Manchester. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned and find out which one it is. We'll be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Whoa. We got the music going. Welcome back.
I'm always dancing.
She is, always. You're listening to Food for Thought. It's Carol and Tracy.
Hi.
Live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. And we're going to get right into the next guest. I've been kind of teasing the listeners, telling them that to tune in to hear Gucci. And we're going to talk about a brand new restaurant that's opening up today in Manchester. I mean, like, Manchester needs another restaurant, right?
But you know what? It's so exciting. You think, okay, how many more restaurants can open up? It's so exciting to see the growth that has happened in this city in the last couple of years. So I love hearing about new restaurants opening up. And maybe you can correct me on this, Carol, but they're opening up and they're staying open, most of them.
Well, I was just going to make note of that because that is what's happening, and it's fantastic. I mean, Manchester is really becoming like the dining mecca.
I love it.
It really is. It's like a destination. So welcome, Gucci.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, you've been on before.
Yes.
And let everybody know what is opening and what you and your dad, Neville. Neville's one of my very good friends. What is happening? Give us the scoop. So, I'm dying. Can I stare at that menu while you're talking?
Yes, of course.
Oh, she brought a menu.
Yeah. So we are opening to the public this evening. We open at 4:00. We'll be open Tuesday through Saturdays, closed Sunday, Monday. And at the moment, won't be open for lunches. But we have a martini bar, some nice different drinks. We're trying to focus on, you know, making it what we are known for, our bold flavors, kind of coming up with innovative flavors, innovative drinks, mixed with herbs, international type drinks. I don't know if you guys know Veranda. Actually, a lot of people.
Is that the name of the restaurant?
Veranda? Yes, it's called Veranda.
I see it on the front of the menu there.
So Veranda, the word people always ask, what is Veranda? What is it, someone's name or what? But it is traditionally the name of like a porch.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like a porch.
Or an outdoor seating area. Yes. They use it in India, in the Middle East, in the Mediterranean. I just came back from Greece, and everywhere they eat there is outdoors, yeah. And they use a lot of fresh herbs in their gardening and in their drinks. And so we're going to try and incorporate that a little bit.
As soon as I saw the name, that's where I was brought to. I was brought to sitting outside, like on a nice open porch, and yes. Like the ocean or something in the background. Like, so it's a great name. I love
it. Yeah, and we tried to make the inside look kind of like you are outdoors. We also have an outdoor patio area that will be opening in the spring.
That is a beautiful. Well, yes. And you know, for listeners tuning in, we're talking about Veranda. We have Gucci here telling us all about it. And just so you know where it is, it's in Manchester. It's right up on Hanover Street, the old chateau.
Yes, it's 201 Hanover
knows
Street.
This chateau.
Of course.
From what I understand, you and Dad are going in with Yash and Jan.
Yes.
Which is fantastic.
It's such a nice collaboration just because Yash has such a huge following and such a history in Manchester, yep. You know, and combining the classical flavors that the Chateau used to have with the new innovative ideas that Neville has. So pulling two greats together to make
awesome.
Chateau or Veranda great again.
They've been kind of working on this for a while. I mean,
yes. They've
always talked about getting together, and finally it's happening, which is really, really exciting.
Yes, definitely.
Exciting. Oh my goodness. So what I'd like you to do, walk us through the front door and let us know what we may see.
Okay. So when you walk in, we like to do open concept kind
Love
of.
Love that.
Yes. Unfortunately, we couldn't make the kitchen too open concept, but what we did was right when you walk in, you've got a little spotlight on our salad station, our raw bar and desserts. So you can see your oysters being shucked or salads being together.
Yum.
And you know, that kind of makes the customer, it's like dinner and a show kind of, you know. The seating, we've got some nice booths, tables, chairs, obviously.
Tall tables.
There are tall tables and short. The color scheme has got a little bit of everything, some nice dark, warm colors, reds, yellows, blues. Everything is kind of visual from every point of view where you're sitting. So you can see the bartenders working and kitchen and... Yeah, so it's cozy.
How many will it seat?
75. We also have another room connected to it. So as spring comes and as we kind of renovate and things, we'll have another seating area for big parties. We can probably fit another 50 there. And that area opens up to our veranda.
It's beautiful. That's going to be awesome.
Now, where is the veranda going to be facing? Is it on Elm Street or will it be behind?
Hanover.
Hanover.
Facing right out to Hanover.
Oh.
And the nice thing about it is, you know, we don't have to wait for those time restraints on the city as to when we can open it. So if there's a nice day or a nice night, we can open it right up.
And it's huge out there,
it
too.
Is. I would say we're probably going to be able to fit another 75 out there.
I think so, easily.
Yeah.
50
That'll
to 75
be nice anyway.
Yeah,
nice.
It's beautiful.
I have to say, that's one of my favorite things to do now that our kids are older. My husband and I don't break away too often, but some of my best memories of the times that we do break away is to go someplace with outdoor seating on a beautiful day and enjoy really good food. I have a glass of wine. He has a beer. And we just sit in the sun and enjoy our company and the great food. And I can remember like the few, you know, the times that we do that, they stick out as like a really enjoyable time. So I'm always looking for places like that when the weather is nice. I'm excited about that.
The nice thing is that we'll be doing an outdoor bar out there. We'll try and make it so it's like a, you know, the high top kind of chairs right up to the bar. We're going to plant some fresh herbs out there. And my favorite thing that I'm looking forward to is next winter, just to give you guys a little
let's
jump
talk
ahead.
About next winter.
We're going to do an ice bar out there, you know, during
Christmas and
New Year's Eve and some live music once the good weather comes around. And the nice thing is, you know, you have the places on Elm Street for the younger crowd. This will be a nice mix for everybody to have outdoor seating.
For us.
Yes. Old people. Our
old people with young hearts, right?
Yeah, that's right.
As old people who don't think we're old.
You know, we went into, have you tried the Thirsty Moose yet?
I have not.
I haven't yet.
I gotta go.
I mean, they're great. They did a fantastic job with the renovations in there. It is beautiful, but it's young.
Right.
It's loud. Right. Oh my gosh. That's the thing that it's just so loud when you're in there. It's like, whoa.
If it's too loud, you're too old. So right? I guess we are, right?
That's what I mean. So these are, you know, this is like a perfect place. Now I'm looking at the menu, which is just beautiful. And you can definitely tell it has Neville touch on here.
Yeah.
I mean, nice, it's bold. It's bold. It's nice colors. And I see in here like a lot of seafood.
Yes.
Which is fantastic because there really isn't, you know, when you think about it, Tinker's is gone.
Right.
I mean, there isn't, Weathervane's gone.
Right.
There really isn't any good seafood restaurants.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then the thing is, we're going to have a heavy focus on seafood, but we'll still have options, you know, steaks,
burgers, sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
No, you have definitely other things, but I love that there's a lot of fish on here. So.
My favorite part, I would have to say, is it's a section that we are calling, hold on here, I'm trying to find
Beast.
It. So it's a section where you can actually choose the type of fish you would like to have.
I don't think you see it.
I don't see it. Where is it?
They took it off and didn't tell you.
I'm watching her eyes.
Where is it? Where is it?
We'll keep talking. What else
so
can
what
they
you
find
can do
you,
with that section? The nice thing about it is we have a few different types of fish you can choose from, and once you pick the fish, you can then choose how you'd like it cooked. You can have it baked, broiled, sautéed, grilled, fried.
So made to order.
Yes, and then five different sauces you can go with.
Oh, I always love that.
Yeah, so we'll have a piccata. Let's see. Oh, there
Got
we go.
It.
So,
Got it.
So your choice will be like a haddock, salmon, swordfish, mahi, shrimp, scallops, little mix if you want. So you can have it grilled, pan-seared, bronzed, blackened, or baked.
Bronzed?
Yes. So the new word is bronzed. Blackened tends to be very spicy. Bronzed will still have your spicy blackened, but a little milder.
Ooh, that's for me.
Yes.
Yes. That's definitely for me.
Definitely. And if you want a little bit more, you know, we can do that.
Kick it up.
And the sauces will be lemon garlic butter, a curried Alfredo, piccata, fiesta, creamy dill, and a sriracha Bleu Blanc.
Oh, there you go, Carol. Yeah.
Sriracha.
You and my husband with a sriracha.
I'm addicted. It's so good.
You know what I do now? When I, and you know, when we go places and they have like the fresh oysters, which you have on the
yes.
menu as well, which I'm so excited about.
We'll have
about.
Three different kinds
oh,
every
yum.
Night.
But when I go places now, if they don't have sriracha, I don't get them. Because that's how, I don't use cocktail sauce. I use sriracha.
And it's just easier.
Not the same. Oh my gosh, it's
it is.
So good.
It is.
A little lemon, little sriracha.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. But having that little variety is definitely, you know, we cater to everything. And if there's something, we try to accommodate all our guests and come up with new things. Sometimes it's fun to play with it. If customers don't see something they want on the menu or they're feeling like something, chef will come right out. Or a Neville will come right out and see what your flavor, your palate's feeling for the evening and cater to that
I
as
love
well.
That because I haven't been to a lot of places like that. But I remember down in Boston one time I went in and I just wasn't feeling it. And the owner actually came over. He's like, you tell me what to make. I make it for you.
Yes.
And he I was like, well, I don't know. I like this. And like I got something for you. He
exactly.
just went in the back and I'm sorry, my accent is horrible.
No, I think that was pretty good.
But he did. He just made something. I told him what I liked and he made something for me. And I'm like, you don't get that very often.
No, you don't. It's nice to accommodate your customers, you know, mm-hmm. and make them feel at home and welcome. And it's good.
So for those of you just tuning in, you are listening to The Pulse. It's 107.7. You can also stream us live, World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. Is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We are in studio with Gucci, who is going to be running a brand new restaurant that's opening up today at 4
yes.
o'clock, called the Veranda Martini Bar and Grill. And it's the Old Chateau. It's okay to say the Old Chateau,
of course,
right? Yeah, people know
make
it like
it
that.
Make it great again.
The Old Chateau, exactly. And they've teamed up with Yash and Jan. So, you know, Neville and you and Yash and Jan, it should be... I'm really, really excited to try it out. So, yeah, you'll probably see us tonight.
Yes, I hope so.
It might be a little, I have my grandkids tonight.
That's right. Kitchen's open till 10 tonight and 11 Friday, Saturday.
See?
So very good.
Very good. I know I have to pick up Rory at after school, and then we have to go to the basketball game at the other school and watch the basketball game.
So by the end of it, you'll need a good dinner and a nice martini.
I think so. Funny. So anything else you want to add about Veranda?
I won't. You know,
let's talk a little bit about martinis.
Yes, that's what I was
saying. We talked a little bit before, but let's talk a little more in depth. Because you guys make great martinis anyway.
Yes. It's kind of my little passion. I love bartending. This time around, you know, I won't be on the bar as much, but if someone needs something, I'm more than happy to help. I'm training the girls to come up with new flavors on their own. We have a build-your-own mojito section.
Mm. And now you're talking my language.
Yeah, because we're trying to go with that Veranda theme. So, again, you can choose from different fruit juices, even including mango, lychee, fresh herbs. So instead of just doing the mint, you could do some basil or rosemary. Mm. My favorite thing on there that I came up with is a Turkish Delight martini.
Turkish Delight.
Yes. Does anyone know what Turkish Delight is?
No clue. So I would look at that and be like, what is that?
So Turkish Delight.
Wait. My mother, who doesn't drink, knows what that is?
Yes. Well, it's sweets.
I know
what
it's a sweet.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just had a moment.
Of course. It's good, though. The thing is, people sometimes get scared when you bring up floral flavors. But what this is Turkish Delight is kind of a jelly candy. Traditionally, it's rose flavored, and then it's got some powdered sugar type flavors. Mm. But in Europe, they put it into chocolate. So you bite into the chocolate, and it's got a nice rose jelly in the middle. So I came up with a Turkish Delight martini. It's got some vanilla vodka, chocolate creme de coco, and it's topped with a toasted marshmallow, and it's got a little rose water, rose syrup. So, yes, I'm hoping
that's
going to be.
So unique. So Turkish Delight martini.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I might have to try that sometime. See, I'm going to forget. I'm going to come in and say, Gucci, tell me what
Gucci
that drink
will
was.
Remind you.
And we did a little... To go with the theme of Veranda, we went with some little spins on the Cosmos. I have a sunshine Cosmo, sunset Cosmo. It's got fresh squeezed orange instead of the lime. We also do lychee martini with our, have you ever had the Deep Eddy grapefruit vodka?
No.
Oh my God, it's delicious. It is delicious.
You know, isn't it crazy the different kinds of flavored vodkas there are?
Yeah.
I don't know about any of them except for salted caramel. It's the only one I know.
I can bring that in if you would like that.
samples.
Definitely. And our mixed drinks have got a lot of variety with the, again, using the fresh herbs. I'm doing a muddled margarita. Ooh. So that will have a little bit of basil, mint, rosemary. It just makes it something different, you know, using your fresh flavors and, let's see, where is it here? Muddled margarita. So it's Herradura Blanco, lime juice, muddled rosemary, mint, basil, topped with your sour mix. We're going to try and bring in, as we see what the customers like, we'll try and bring in what they are feeling. I want to go back.
You better have some scotch for dinner.
It didn't put in the menu, but it's up there. It's big right now. Scotch is your rye. Also, bringing back the old school stuff, your Sazeracs, your old fashions.
That's big now, too.
Yeah.
You're right.
I didn't go too far into it because, I like to be a little unique.
Yeah.
But if someone wants it, I've trained the bartenders to come up and have fun with their drinks and make them a little more innovative and modern.
Okay. Fun. I know we're talking about drinks, but I just got my hands on the menu because Carol was hogging it. Floridian alligator.
Yes.
Please tell me what that is.
So,
I mean, I can read it, but I want you to tell us what it is.
People are usually a little bit scared about alligator, but it honestly, the texture of it is very
like it's a real alligator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a very
eat alligator.
Yep. And if I didn't tell you, you'd honestly think it was a nice, tender piece of dark meat.
I was
going to
say, does it taste like chicken?
It does. You got a little hint of seafood kind of with it sometimes, you know? But it's going to be slightly fried with our Louisiana aioli. You guys know what aioli is.
I do, yeah. But what makes it Louisiana? Is it Cajun?
It'll have a little Cajun in there, a little citrus flavors. But honestly, everything that we make has got a lot of bold flavors in them. They really do. If you're eating something at our restaurant, you're going to get real butter. You're going to get lots of garlic. It doesn't have to be spicy to say spicy. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. just you'll feel.
Can be bold the, without yeah,
exactly.
being spicy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love trying new things. I
you
really
don't like
do.
The heat. You can tell them too, and they'll, yeah. you know, yeah. be able to tone it down or.
Okay.
And, so our calamaris in the past with our past restaurants have actually won awards.
Your calamari. So what is this one going to be like?
So we did want to repeat, of course. So we came up with a new calamari. It is called the North End Calamari. North End because it's still going to have your cherry peppers in there to give you a little bit of a heat. But it is a curried aioli. So, but I, you know, some people get scared with that curry flavor. I think when you mix curry with westernized type flavors, you get a good balance mm-hmm. there. The creaminess of the aioli. It's kind of like a vindaloo curry.
Ooh,
yeah, so.
Yum. No, I haven't heard that term. What is that?
Vindaloo? So it's more of a southern Indian type flavor. So it's got a little tang to it with vinegar. I don't want to say vinegar and scare you, but that's what brings some tang to the flavors, you know.
It's good. Yeah. It's really
good. I love
really
calamari.
Good. I used to be
too.
Like that with curry. I'd, you know, hear curry and be like, ooh.
Yes.
But, you know, once do you like curry?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, once you got to kind of get used to it.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know, we're kind of known for when people are scared of things, we will always bring a little bit out to you. People who are scared of oysters will teach you how to eat them.
I love that. So if I wanted to try alligator, I don't have to order the
whole
thing.
It right out to you.
All right. I'm coming to try alligator after Christmas.
Exactly. You know, it's just, you got to jump and take the plunge, try something different. And especially, like I said, because we tend to mix things with Eastern and Western flavors, but not everything's that way. If you want something a little more simple, we're more than happy to do that.
Too. Yeah,
good
sure,
variety.
For sure. Seafood chowder, that sounds really good. Wait a minute. Buffalo blue cheese chicken soup?
Yep.
Whoa.
It is. It's, again, that's obviously it's buffalo sauce. So it's got a little heat to it, but it's nice, creamy, good for our New England weather, warm you right up. And all our soups are made in-house.
And I remember going to Chateau when Yash and Jan, and he makes
I know
really
what you're gonna say.
Good soups.
He does.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember his he does a cream of turkey usually after Thanksgiving?
So good. I mean, his soups are to die for.
They really are. He does a very good job. Yeah. Definitely.
How exciting. How exciting for you, right?
It is very exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. You know, we took a little bit of time off this past year and you get antsy to jump back into it. You know, we're in the business to make people happy. And when you're not running a restaurant or doing the cooking and all that, you kind of get bored a little bit. So we're back. We're back and ready to make people happy.
So listeners, just tuning in, it's a Veranda Martini Bar and Grill. It's brand new, opening up today at 4:00. And it's 4 to 10, and then the weekends till 11.
4 to 11.
And website. Is a menu on your website?
I believe it is on there, yes. Okay.
And what is it? What's your website?
It is verandamartinibarandgrill.com, I believe.
Or veranda.com.
Let me double check.
Once you Google it, you know it'll come
exactly.
right.
Google
now,
Veranda.
You know, it seems like way back, you used to have to you needed to know what the website was. Now
yes,
you can just
you
Google
just,
it.
The search
and
your...
I know you're definitely active with Facebook. So,
yes,
you know, you can go to Facebook and put in Veranda. And from there, you know, if there's a website yet or whatever, you can click it right from there. So, and all the information is right there. So,
do you have any other questions about the menu? Anything? Speaking on the curry, we have a tandoori chicken.
Oh, tandoori chicken, yum.
Yash does the most amazing tandoori chicken.
Two of them together is just going to be fascinating.
It is very exciting.
It really is. Two chefs that really know what they're doing. And
I look forward to trying it.
It's going
to
be really, really good.
Gucci,
thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
She's going crazy. I know just what it's like opening up a brand new restaurant. Have fun.
Oh, yes. It's exciting.
Fun. Ooh, okay. So we are going to be off for the next 2 weeks.
Because you're going
Christmas
to
and
get
New Year's.
Married.
Well, it's Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, but you're going to get married too.
I am.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, I'll be married.
Really?
Yay.
Yes. So, okay, we'll see everybody in 3 weeks.
Yes, in the new year.
In the new year.